Hi again, this is Eric Cohen, music director of WAER, and welcome once again to our podcast, Jazz Journeys, heard exclusively on WAER.org. And on this podcast, we're going to focus on one man, a man born December the 12th of 1923 in a small town in Arkansas called Cherry Hill. His name is Bob DeRoe, and after leaving Arkansas and moving to Texas, he would begin his musical odyssey that 70 years later would bring him to his latest recording at the age of 90, titled Eulalia. Here's a few examples of Bob DeRoe's latest CD.
Tell me, where is the thrill in a ballad? It will not come anymore. Now it all seems so invalid. Melodies are just a bore. Nothing's so false given. One love, a feeling of strong personal attachment induced by sympathetic understanding or by ties of kin. Just about everything. I mean, I must admit, one thing I need is missing. I'm not complaining with or without it. I've still got what I've got. But you could better my lot with some of your hugging and kissing. That's what is missing. Just say those words that I long to hear you say, and then my life will be complete and full to the top. And I'll share all my treasures, my riches and pleasures, making the two of us one. That's all that need be done.
Eulalia is a collection of new compositions that are as timeless as the singer himself. His voice remains honest, authentic, and humble. Now, of course, when one thinks of Bob DeRoe, the first thing that probably comes to mind is Schoolhouse Rock. Bob, best known as the voice and primary composer of many of the songs used in that series of educational animated shorts that appeared on Saturday morning television in the 1970s and 1980s. Perhaps you remember this one.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee.
But Bob DeRoe's career was certainly much more than Schoolhouse Rock. No. Bob DeRoe was the composer of a number of notable songs over the years, including a Christmas song called Blue Christmas, which Miles Davis recorded in 1962, and another one of Bob's most recognizable compositions he wrote with his friend, the late bassist Ben Tucker, called Comin' Home Baby, which turned out to be a top 40 hit for Mel Torme and earned him 2 Grammy nominations. I'll let Bob DeRoe tell the story of the evolution of Comin' Home Baby.
First, as the flute piece, the instrumental, live at Newport, I believe. Now, I had met Ben when we both lived in L.A., and we actually did a few gigs, you know, just club dates together out in Los Angeles. And then it seems like the two of us both without even consulting each other, I moved to New York. I returned to New York, and I'd been here from 1949 to 58, and I got hung up in L.A. for about 3 years and worked a lot of gigs out there. Then I went back home to New York, and one day I ran into Ben by accident. All the cats would hang around Broadway, the Brill Building and the Union Building. And Ben said, "Hey, Bobby, I got a hit song. You got to put words to it." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Coming Home, Baby." Huh. And so somehow he got me an LP, I guess it was, Herbie Mann at Newport.
Yeah.
And Ben was on bass with Herbie. And apparently he made it up. He just started that little vamp on his bass, and the flute played the doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like that, a little blues in minor. Well, I took it home and listened to it, and I thought, well, Coming Home, Baby, there's no place. The title fits in the melodic contour. So I got the idea. I started thinking about Ray Charles and the Raylettes, and I thought, oh, like if a Ray Charles says, answers the Raylettes, and they say, "Come on home." And then Ray would say, "I'm coming home, baby, now." Then you could have "Coming Home, Baby." So I created a counterline for Ray Charles or somebody, and had the girls just singing in different lines, "Come on home, you know I'm waiting. I'm by the door. I'm praying every night." Things like that.
Yeah.
So they're singing the theme, the one that Ben Tucker composed.
Mm.
And the background lead is singing the answers, where he says, "I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now real soon.
Mm.
I'm coming home now right away." Things like that. So I worked long and hard and got it. And then Ben and I made a demo with me singing. So we took it up to Atlantic Records. And, of course, deep in my heart, I was hoping I used to go see Nezwi Erdogan.
Yeah.
And try to get him to give me a record date. And I was hoping he'd say, "Man, that's great, Bob. You got a single. We're going to put it out." But instead, he said, kept it for a couple of weeks, and we went back up to see him. And he says, "We have a very important singer to sing this. And, if with your approval, of course." Well, now, I was, of course, secretly disappointed. And when I heard it was Mel Torme, I was a little bit nonplussed. Because, it didn't seem like his type of song.
Right.
But anyway, I went to the session, and he more or less imitated the format I had laid out in my demo. In fact, Mel told me, I said, give it to him, Mel, do it. And he says, "Oh, Bob, I wish I could sing it like you." Now, that was a great compliment.
Great to hear the legendary Bob DeRoe talking about the evolution of the song "Coming Home, Baby," his association with bassist Ben Tucker, and how the song eventually became a hit and a Grammy nomination for Mel Torme. Well, during my interview with Bob DeRoe, he had a number of stories to tell, and we even did a Take 10 segment. But guess what? You'll have to wait for part two of the Bob DeRoe Jazz Journeys podcast coming up next week. You can enjoy all the episodes of Jazz Journeys exclusively on waer.org. And don't forget to tune into my afternoon radio show at 88.3 FM, weekdays from noon to 4. Remember, jazz, just 4 letters, but infinite possibilities.
Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, how's that function?
I got 3 favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Junction, Junction, what's your...